is Perek Hey, Pasuk Hey. There's a Psukim of, it came up in Vayikra, but it comes up again here, the Parsha of Gezel, and someone steals and you make a shvu, you said that you didn't steal it, and then you're moda that really you did steal it. So there's a chiyuv, you pay back the keren to the bialim, you pay back that item, that amount to the bialim, and a chomesh, a fifth of its value, and you bring a korban asham. And the psukim are repeated here in Parshas Naso because of a couple of chidushim in the parsha. So in pasuk hey vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, pasuk vav daber bnei Yisrael ish o isha ki yasu mikol chatos haadam limo mol b'Hashem v'oshmo hanefesh hahi v'hisvadu es chatosam, which means he was moda on the gezel. Asher also veheshiv et hashamo berosho, he pays back the keren v'chamishiso yosef olov, and he adds a chomesh v'nosan lasher asham lo. Here's the pasuk we'll focus on, v'im ein lo ish goel, if there's no one to return it to, lahoshiv ha'asham elav ha'asham amushav lashem la'kohen, then you give it back, then you give the keren and the chomesh to the kohen. And just to see a couple of the Rashi's inside, Rashi and pasuk vav limo mol b'Hashem, harei chazer v'kosav kan parshas gozel v'nishba al sheker, ki ha'mur parshas v'yikra, this parsha of gezel and nishba al sheker was said in v'yikra, molo mol b'Hashem v'kichesh b'amiso v'nishas kan b'shil shnei dvarm shnez chachu, but two new things here. Ha'acha she'kosav v'isvadu limeid she'enu chayiv chomesh v'asham api edim achi yodeh b'dover, that the gozel, the goslin has to be modeh, v'asheni al gezel hager, of the pasuk ches, that it's talking about the case of Gezel Hager, like we'll see soon, Shehu Nitan Likohanim. That again, if there's no goel, there's no one to return the chefetz that you stole, if there's no one to return it to, then you give it, which means there's no Yorshim, then you give it to the Kohen. What's that case? That's the case of Gezel Hager. And then Rashi Pasuk Ches Vim Ein Leish Goel Shemes Hatoveya Shehishpio Ve'ein Lo Yorshim. So the Nigzal died, and there's no Yorshim. So then, Lahashiv Ha'asham Elov. So that's basically the case is that we said before, it's a case of Ger, because everyone else will have Yorshim, as Rashi is about to say now. Lahashim Ha'asham Elov. Kishenimlach Zel Lehisvados Alavono. After he's Moda, there's no one to return to. The Amru Rabbi Seinu. V'chiyesh Lecha Odom B'Yisrael She'en Lo Golem. Is there anybody in Klal Yisrael that doesn't have a Goel? What's the pasuk talking about? O Ben, O Bas, O Ach, O Shar, Basar Akarav Mishpachas Aviv Lamala. Even if you don't have Yorshim in the generations under you, children or grandchildren, but going Lamala until Yaakov, you definitely have Yorshim. So what's the pasuk talking about? Elazeh Hager Shemes V'en Lo Yorshim. The pasuk that says that you give back the Chefetz HaNigzal, the thing that you stole, you give it to a Kohen, is talking about a Ger that died and he has no Yorshim. That's the case the Pasuk is talking about where you give it to a Kohen. Lashon of Rashi, I want to focus on the Lashon of Rashi, that Rashi says if the case has to be Gezel HaGer, because if it's a Yisrael, well, everyone has Yorshim. How do we know? You check all the way back, Lamala Ad Yaakov. He uses a Lashon of Ad Yaakov. There's a kasha on this lashon of Yaakov from Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, Kuf Tes Vav Umbeis. The Gemara has a lashon Gemiri, Salachon Moshe Sinai Pashtus, the low color shifta, that a shevet will never be destroyed. Reuven will always have at least one person, Shimon, v'chule v'chule. So Im Kain, the kasha is, why do you have to check back ad Yaakov? It's a very small diuk, but it's a kasha. Any value, it's still a kasha. Why you have to check back ad Yaakov? Rashi should have said you check back mishpachas of lamala ad Shvato, ad Reuven, ad Shimon. Why do you have to check back ad Yaakov? Everyone has a yorish within his shevet, huh? Mala ad Yaakov. I hear.
He's the last one.
Too easy.
Who's the last one? Very good. We'll see. We'll get there. That's the shot. But first of all, so the Sugya and Bava Basra, the context of just so you have a context. The context of Gemiri Delo Kala Shifta is the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Vav in Yesh Nochlin is talking about Seder HaYerusha. That when we say Ben is first and then Bas, So ben, the Mishnah says, all Yorshei HaBen come before Yorshei HaBas. So the son of a son comes before the daughter. And the Gemara says that it comes from ben ein lo. Ein lo, ayin alav, you have to check through the son and his Yorshim to make sure that there are Yorshim there. Once you see that there's no one alive from your son, then the next one is the Bas. And after Bas, if the Bas has no Yorshim, so then you begin to look upwards. That's when you begin to look up your father, your grandfather, your uncle, v'chule. Long Rashbam there, Kuf Tes Lofim Beis, v'mazbir, the exact Seder HaDvarim. The Lashon HaGemara there is, Hoketzad, how do you check Lamala? Nachla mimashmeshes v'holeches ad Ruvain. You check the Nachla going back until Ruvain. In fact, the Gemara of Lema ad Yaakov, go back until Yaakov. What's specific about Reuven, which Rashbam says there, means nothing specific about Reuven. Reuven's the first Shevet. It means until your Shevet. Why Reuven? Why not Yaakov? Amar Abaye, Gemiri, the low color shift. It's never going to be Nogeya, and you're going to have to give over Yerusha, going back to Yaakov Avinu and going back to your Shevet Reuven, and no one's left alive in your Shevet. So really, you have to give to someone Shevet Zvulun. That case will never exist. So too, when it comes to giving back the gzela, why does Rashi say ad Yaakov? So, l'chor should be ad Shvato.
The other ten nations, weren't they lost?
Okay, so now within Gemiri, the local shifta. So, first of all, even if they're lost, l'chor, they still could be in existence. But so first of all,
if they're all lost within themselves,
you want to know Gabi? We're talking right now about Gemiri Delo Kol Shifta. Is it true Gemiri Delo Kol Shifta? So the Taka asks, first of all, when Kosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says after Chet Egel, Chet Meraglim, I want to start a new Klal Yisrael with you. So what's going to be with the Shar Shvatim then? The Chasam Sofer in Drushas talks about that, and he says there that maybe at that point in time each Shevet doesn't have a din Shevet, even maybe all of them as one is considered one Shevet. There's a Chasam Sofer talks about that case. Also, I was thinking about Kosh Baruch Hu says if we're not Mekabel Torah, so then it's going to be Chozer L'Sov Avohu, so then also the Shvatim won't exist. But then you could say that also the whole din of Gemiri Delo Kol Shifta, it's Gemiri, it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. If there's no Torah, there's no problem of Lo Kol Shifta, maybe. But some, just to quote some of the context that the Mefarshim use, Gemiri Delo Kol Shifta, first of all, in Parshas Vayechi, after the Yaakov gives the brachos to his sons, so there is a pasuk afterwards that says, it's very just stam pasuk, Kol Eila Shifte Yisrael Shnei Masar. These are the Shvatim Yisrael, 12 Shvatim. Meshech Chachma suggested maybe this is almost like a declaration that the Shvatim will never, you always have one person at least from every Shevet. Kol Eila Shifte Yisrael Shnei Masar. Rav Elchanan in Kobet Shiurim, Bava Basra, Shin Nun Tes, wants to bring a raya from this Gemara for famous Chakira quoted many times, Ramban and Parshas Emor, Parshas Drachim, Drush Aleph. If Kodem Matan Torah, they had Klal Yisrael, if the Ovos and afterwards in Tumah Torah had Din of Yisrael or Din Ben Noach. Rav Elchanan brings a raya to the Tzad that they had Din Yisrael, at least regarding Nachala. If they had a Din of Ben Noach before Matan Torah, how can this Gemara here say that when it comes to Nachala, you have to check back Ad Ruvain? From Reuven until Matan Torah, what happened? They had Din Ben Noach. There was Geirus at Matan Torah, and they're not kosher to their Shevet. So if they had a Din of Yisrael before Matan Torah as well, then it would make sense. The Gemara would say that regarding Yerusha, you look back at Reuven. Rav Chanan suggests this Gemara would be a raya that they had a Din of Yisrael before Matan Torah as well. One other context that it's used.
That's weird because then you'd have going through what we consider a normal Yerusha, yet again, it only goes through the father's side, not through the mother's. Meaning, these days, the concept of being Jewish goes through the mother's side back then.
That's a more general question of that Yerusha is.
Yeah.
And Yichus are follow the father, and Shem Yahadus is based on Aim. So you want to look at before Matan Torah how that works, that if there was a Shem Yisrael, that it's Nikva from the Aim, which by the way, some say that's a riot, even the Imos had a Din Yisrael, because otherwise you can't have a Din Yisrael unless the mother's Jewish. But that's a side discussion. The Gemara and Tainus Daf Hey, Mabez, one more context for Gemiri. The low color shifta, so Gemara famously says that Hey Mabez Yaakov Inu Lo Meis. Gemara asks back, V'chibichti chantu chantaya saftu saftaya kavu kavaya. Did they embalm him and give hesbedim and kurus for nothing? If he's still alive, what does it mean that you're treating him like he's dead? Gemara quotes the pasuk and says makish lo lazaro, makish zaro lo, ma zaro b'chaim avhu b'chaim. It's very mundane Gemara. Gemara asks the kasha. Gemara says he's not dead. Gemara says, wait a second, we're treating him like he's dead. He said, no, there's a hekesh that he's still alive. What's pshat? So there's a variety of pshatim. Rashi there, Taka learns the maskana that Yaakov Avinu lo meis, and the pshat with the kvura and the hesbedim is that they thought that he was dead, but really he was still alive. Avada, that's not the pashup pshat. Rov Meforshim learn that really he is dead. So what is the answer of Makish? What is the Gemara's answer? There's a hekesh from him to his zaro, mazaro. B'chaim afu b'chaim. So one of the pshatim is I'll be gemiri d'lo kol shifta. Since we know there's a havtacha that his shvatim will never die out, then we say it's nechshav that Yaakov is chai. The Hani the Gemara first on the beginning Yaakov min lomais was taken kipshuta. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? Of course there was kfur, there was hespedim. The Gemara says no. It's not what I meant. What I meant is Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, that he's Nechshav Kelomeis, because since there's a Havtacha that none of his Zera is going to die out, then it's Nechshav that he's Chai. Now, back to our... That's going to be the local shift. Back to our original question, which was, why does Rashi stress Ad Yaakov that you have to be... When it comes to the case of being Machzer the Chefetz, the Machzer the Chefetz, you have to check Ad Yaakov. L'chora, you see from the Gemara, that should have said Ad Shvat or Ad Ruven. Now, this Rashi is really... It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's a Gemara in Baba Kama. Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Chesem Beis, Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Tesem Aleph. The Lashon of the Gemara does not say as much as Yaakov's, as Rashi says. The Lashon of the Gemara is simply, Im Ein Le'ish Goel, that we talk about the Pasuk, Im Ein Le'ish Goel, the Pasuk, the context of that you give the asham to the kohen is talking about a case where there's no goel. Gemara asks, "V'chi yesh lecha adam b'Yisrael she'en lo goel? Ella begezel hager kasam adaber." Is there anybody in Klai Yisrael that doesn't have a goel? Rather, it's talking about gezel hager because he's the only one that doesn't have goelim. If he's dead and he has no yorshim, because again, just push up shot by a ger, you only have to look lamata. If he has a kid, so he has a yorish. If a ger does not have a kid, then there's no looking back until Yaakov or until a shvatim because he's taka a ger. But the havmina that we're talking about a regular Yisrael, the Lashon Gemara is v'chiyesh l'chadam b'Yisrael she'en lo goel. Is there anybody in Klai Yisrael doesn't have a goel? The Gemara does not say as much as Rashi in terms of she'en lo goel o ben o bas o ach o shar b'sar kar mishpachas of l'mal ad Yaakov. The Gemara does not say this point of ad Yaakov. So the Gemara is not shver; it's just shver on Rashi. But what does Rashi say in these Gemaras in Baba Kama and Sanhedrin? Is there any? Does Rashi tell us any more? Rashi in Baba Kama. Im ein lo ben obas o ach, yesh lo karov. He still does have a karov. Ad Yaakov Avinu hakarov karov yorish. Rashi in Baba Kama is the same shverkai in Rashi Baba Kama as Rashi here in our pasuk that he says Ad Yaakov Avinu. Everyone has a yorish. Rashi in Sanhedrin, ein locha odom bi Yisrael she ein lo goalim kol zman she lo kolu bnei Yaakov. Ein lecha odem b'Yisrael she'ein lo goalim kol zman shelo kalu b'nei Yaakov hakarov karov kodem. As long as no one dies from b'nei Yaakov. So on the one hand, he does say b'nei Yaakov that you only have to look back as far as b'nei Yaakov. But he also says as long as they don't die. What do you mean as long as they don't die? It's mashma that it's shayach for b'nei Yaakov to die. But we know gemiri the lo kalu shifta. So on the one hand, Rashi says in Sanhedrin b'nei Yaakov, so he's helping our case that he's going back until the Shevet, not until Yaakov. But he says, Kol zman shelo kalu b'nei Yaakov, that's when you will have a Yorish. So bedochik, maybe Rashi means, since we know gemir lo kalu shifta, so Kol zman shelo kalu b'nei Yaakov means, forever, they will not die. Because how is it shayach for b'nei Yaakov to die? Gemir lo kalu shifta. And then it would be good, because he says b'nei Yaakov and not Yaakov. Akoponim Rashi in Baba Kama, and Rashi by us says Yaakov. Yes?
Yeah. That sounds like a saying that if you have a person from Sheva Ruvain, so as long as there's B'nai Yaakov, one of the other children of Yaakov, someone from that Sheva is around, then they can get it from that.
And we don't know if B'nai Yaakov means all B'nai Yaakov or not.
Right.
So then it would be just as fair as the other Rashis.
Yeah.
Okay, that would be that it's not a steer in the Rashis. Mm-hmm. But it's still. then how do you still mekayim gemir de lo kol shifta? As you're making it worse, you're saying that it's shayach, but the shvatim kedai. So the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Tshuvas Chasam Sofer and Choshen Mishpat, Simin Reish Chav Zayin, who is going to say, pretty much, he's going to spell out what the pshat that you said. The Shaul asked him a question of, there's an ambiguous tzavo'ah that someone left. Someone wanted to leave 500, 5,000 zehuvim, gold coins, to the aniyim hakrovim be'ir. So the question was, what does it mean, the aniyim hakrovim be'ir? What's the definition of a karov? It says it's very strange. If it really means a real karov, they would basically be leaving this enormous amount of money to two or three people in the city. It can't be that that's what he meant. So the whole tshuva is hadan, what does the word karov mean in its tzava? And he quotes b'toch dvarav, he quotes gemiri de lo kol shifta. And he then says, gemiri de lo kol shifta, he asked the kasha. He says, a little bit shver, Rashi and Baba Kama says that when it comes to the parsha of Gezel Hager, Nishbal Sheker, our parsha, Rashi says you check back Ad Yaakov. Gemara says Gemiri Dol Kol Shifta. So he says that the Nafmina is the case. You have a Hechatimsa. There was an apocalypse. That's not his words. That's my words. That there was two people left in the world, the Gazlon and the Nigzol. There's only two people left, not in the world. Two people left from Shevet Reuven, let's say, and so the Nigzol is Tovea, the Gazlon. And then the Nigzel, and so he's kofer. The Nigzel drops dead. The Gozel is somehow the Nigzel. Somehow the Gazan lasted longer in life than the Nigzel, even though he didn't have many zechias because he stole. But the Nigzel drops dead, and then the Gazlan's moda, and he's like, where should I return the chayfetz to? So in that case, on the one hand, like you said, we have a kiyum of gemiri delo kol shifta. There still is someone left alive from Shevet Reuven, and by the way, he will, if this case happens, he will have a yichus after him, because when he's dead, he has to have more people from his shevet still be around. I'm sorry? Huh? Or no, then there'll be Yerusha. So, and in this case, so one might think, what should be the halacha? Where should he return the shevet to? Maybe this would be called that there's no yorshim, and that the halacha would be that in this case also you give it to the kohen. That's the kim of the pasuk of im leish goel. Lav davka, that the pasuk is talking about the only person who doesn't have a goel is talking about a ger. Rather, it's talking about this case, the last guy from Shevet Reuven, and he gives it to a kohen. That's what you might have thought, says the Chasam Sofer. And on that, Rashi betachas hadikduk says you have to check back Ad Yaakov. The halacha in that case would be, it goes all the way back through Yaakov, and then whoever the closest cousins are at that point would all get the chayfetz equally from the nixal. It would be apportioned.
So you look at the mother from which his shevet was, for example.
You don't look at them.
If it was from Reuven, and you look at, you have to go to either Shimon or Levi.
So we all, so all 11 or 12, whatever, will be equally, and then however many first, this is probably 27th cousins, or however many generations you have to go down.
It's the oldest people alive.
Yeah. That would be the way that you would split it. So that's why Rashi said Ad Yaakov Lafuki, that this case that's still called Yesh Goel. That's not b'chal parsha of Im'ein L'Ish Goel. The only case of Im'ein L'Ish Goel is Gezel Hager, because that doesn't have any kids. Masha Enkin, by Yerusha, there we say, Mimash Meshmes Ad Reuven, because when it comes to Yerusha, so there you only have to check until Reuven, because Miri Delo Kala Shifta. Because if you're dead, so then someone else from your shave is still alive. So it's basically, but the Gemir Lo Kol Shifta is a true din, and it's just the case of Ger, we found the Hegatimsa to make it, that it's Nogeya to check back Ad Yaakov. Now on this din of Im'ein L'Ish Goel, so we said, if you have a Ger, you have to check if he has Yorshim. You check, Zeg Ger Shemes V'Ein Lo Yorshim. So that which you check that he has Yorshim, there's the Yad Ramah says V'Im'ein L'Ish, there's a drasha from the word Ein. Says the Aleph can be mischalif with the Ayin. It could be the Ayin, I'll take Ayin Allah. Ayin Allah. Check if he has, check if he has any yorshim. Before you give it to the kohen, you have to check if this ger has yorshim. Vim ein leish, ein is read as ayin. You have to check, like the gemara by Yerusha, ayin alof. Check if he has any yorshim. So to hear vim ein leish, you check if the ger that died has any yorshim, then you give it to him. Then you give it to the yorshim. If there's no yorshim around, then you give it to the kohen. The gemara, Baba Kama Kotes Amud Beis, on this pasuk vim ein leish goel, darshans that there's a diuk from ish. Ish is lafuke katan. For an ish, you have to check if he has yorshim. For a katan, you don't have to check if you have yorshim. So what's the case? We have a ger katan, a katan that was misgayer, and he does not have. So in that case, what happens if you steal from that ger katan, and then he dies? So who do you give back to? So in that case, you don't have to check if he has any yorshim, because the Gemara says ish. Ish atat tzarech lachzor acharov. You have to check if somebody who is bar mitzvah, if the ger is bar mitzvah, you have to check if he has any yorshim. Mishal golden lava katan yatat tzarech lachzor acharov. You don't have to if the katan dies. We don't have to check out if the katan had any kids to make sure they send the kids that you should give back the chifetz to the keren v'lechomesh to the yorshe of the katan. Rather, go straight to the kohen because the Brisa says biyadua she'ein lo golem. We know that he doesn't have any golem, i.e., he doesn't have any yorshe. That's the Brisa in Baba Kama. Rabba in Sanhedrin proves from here that a katan ain't no molad. A katan does not have any kids. Rav Chista from a separate sugya holds that a katan could be molad. A katan could have kids. From 9. Pashlut. Chuvas Chasam Sofer and Choshen Mishpat, Simen Chav Ches, was asked, how can Rav Chista argue on Mefurish Braisa? The Braisa makes the diuk. Isha Tatarach Lachzor Acharav, Katan, Iya Tatarach Lachzor Acharav, you don't have to check about this Ger Katan if he has any Yorshin, because Biyadua Shein Lo Golem, we know he has no kids, and that she does Rabbah. How does Rav Chista learn the Braisa? That's what the Shoal asked the Chasam Sofer. How can Rav Chista argue in a Braisa? Rav Chista says that shayach for a katan to be molded. The Braisa says isha tatzarach lachzor acharav katan and tatzarach lachzor acharav. You stole from a ger katan. You don't need to check if he has any yorshim. Be a duah shein lo golem. He definitely doesn't have any golem. That means that a katan can't be molded. Mefurish like shitas rabba. Rav Chista holds a katan could be molded. So how can Rav Chista be cholik on this braisa? This the braisa was mdaik from this pasuk that only for an ish you check if he has any yorshim. A katan you don't check if he has a yorshim. Be a duah shein lo golem. So go straight to the kohen. Why don't we have to check if he has any kids? According to Rav Chista, we should have to check to make sure he doesn't have any yorshim. That's what the show asked the chasam so far. So he answers back that the real braisa was as follows: katan iya tatzarch lachzor acharav. If you stole from the ger katan, the reason it goes straight to the kohen is because you do not need to check. Katan yitzadach achav. You don't need to check. Meaning you don't need to give the gzela back anywhere. The hosafa of biyadua she'ein lo golem is the gemara being mosif. It's not the lashon of the brisa. Rav Chista will explain the reason why, if you stole from a ger katan, the reason why it goes back, why it goes to a kohen, even though he may have yorshim, is because Rav Chista will hold that a katan doesn't have any mamnas. A katan has no zechia. If you stole from a katan, it's not nechshav kegzela. Midin Torah, he doesn't have his own things. Tosfos in Sanhedrin and in other places has arichos to ask on this drasha, on this braisa that you stole from a katan, and the tzad that you give it to the kohen because the katan died, he doesn't have any yorshim because he can't be molded. Tosfos ask, how is it shaykh min araisa to steal from a katan? How can this braisa discuss a case of stealing from a katan? Katan doesn't have any zechiyah. The Tosfos is a whole amud long coming up with kol minei ukimtas to explain how a katan could have nechasim, could have things. Either it's from Yerusha or a mitzia, das acheres machne kol minei terutzim. The Chasam Sofer, Simen Chav Ches, says a chiddush. Rav Chista is cholik on all the terutzim of Tosfos. Rav Chista holds a katan midaraisa does not have any nechasim. It's not shayach gezel from a katan. Mimela, Rav Chista will hold The pshat in why Gezel from a Ger Katan goes to a Kohen is not because, and the Ger Katan died, it's not because he doesn't have any kids, according to the Chizdat, shayach that the Katan could have kids. But even if he does have kids, it's not shayach to be machzer the Chifetz to the Katan, because he doesn't have any Chazan, there is no Gezel Midaraisa here. That's why the and then it wouldn't go to the Kohen either. There's no Gezel Daraisa here. Masha Enkein Rabba, and the Pashup Shot, the Braisa will hold that there is Gezel by a Katan for any of the reasons that however you find in the Kimta that a Katan could be Zochem in the Raisa and the Chasim in any Chayfetz. And the reason why when the Ger Katan dies you don't have to check if he has any Yorshim is because a Katan be a Dua She'en Lo Golem, because he can't be Molad. But that Hosof of the Braisa of be a Dua She'en Lo Golem only works in Rabba. Rav Chisda agrees to the din that you don't need to check after a katan to be machzer the chayfetz, but not because he won't have any yorshim. According to Rav Chisda, it's shayachil of yorshim. The reason why you don't need to check after a katan to give the chayfetz back to his yorshim, and he might talk and have yorshim, the reason you don't have to check is because there is no gezel midaraisa, because there's no zechia for a katan. Azoy zach tachasim sofer. That's sugya of gezel hager. The Braisa. Cotton yet to talk so Acharov that the Parsha of
after him, there's no such thing as
Yerusha, you don't have to be master the Pshat would be you don't have to be master the Chayfet to anybody.
Why would you even mention that? Like, we're not gonna have a Braisa telling us don't kill. We're not gonna have a Braisa telling us like thou shalt not kill.
Saying why is it saying that you don't have to check after him if we never got to stage one of stealing the item. Here. I don't know. Yeah.
Cotton is a Ger. Does he have a status level of Yisrael? Or do you have to wait until he's
a Cotton now? Is that Ger now?
Place 13?
Yep.
No, so you want to say that the whole, if he doesn't have a Ger of Yisrael, then it's not Shayach anyways?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Masha from here. The thing. Pasha is Lagamri. There's a Rashi.
We did this last year.
In Ksuvishi Alf, there's also a Chasm Sofer, I forgot. This Rashi mentions that even Lagabi Derabonon, there's Mago Maga. I don't remember that. Okay, moving on to Parsha's Parsha of Sota. The whole Parsha is talking about Suffix Sota. So the Seder Hadvarim is that there's kinoi v'stira, the Baal warns the Isha, al tisterim ish ploni, don't be misyached with ish ploni. Yichud by stira, that which when she's nister with the person who the Baal said don't be misyached with him, stira is not the same gedorim as yichud. There's kama rayas that the gedor of stira is not yichud. Rather, stira is, I don't know how to say it in English, it's a general seclusion, but it's not Hilchos Yichud.
Stira is more or less.
It's easier to be over Stira than to be over Yichud, because the Rayas are, the Yishami has a suffix, if you make a Kinoi Alt history with Shnei Anashim. Raman Paskins, that's called Stira. So that there's no Yichud there, it's not just him and her. Furthermore, even from the Arayos who she's allowed to be Misyachid with, if the husband says, don't be Misyachid with these Arayos, that's also called Stira. Furthermore, the Baal is Be'ir. That's still called Stira. Pesach Pasul Shus Rabim. Still, it's called Stira. Parsha continues, so after Kinev Stira, so if you don't have any Edei Tumah, no one saw that there was Nus Mefurish, so Ramala heard Yushalayim, she takes a Shavua, a main Shalos Satisi, that she wasn't Mezaneh, or Kosei the Megillah, Mochik the Megillah, Mechik Hashem Shemayim, there's Hashkas, Sota, Korban, Machlokas where Korban is, Korban before that, Raman Paskin's Korban was before that, and then we're Mashke her. If she comes out clean, she comes out alive still, she didn't blow up in the Beis HaMikdash, then the Pasuk says, V'niktav Nizra Zera, now that she's mutter to her husband, and not only is she mutter, but there will be different Shvachim. She was Yoledes to Shchorim, now she'll be Yoledes Levanim, V'chule. So just a yesod in the heter that she, when she comes out clean, that which she's mutter to Baila afterwards, just a yesod in this heter, is not the Pashut Pshat that since she wasn't, since she didn't blow up, therefore it must be there was no snus, and therefore she's mitzvah her husband. There's raya that that's not the pshat. First of all, there's a concept in the Mishnah called zechus tole. That even if she was mizanish, there are times she could still stay alive. If she has an abundance of Torah or mitzvahs, the Gemara discusses exactly what she has, then it's shayach that she could still stay alive. But maybe she's mizana, and she's mutter back to her husband miyad. How could that be? A big problem everyone deals with. We'll say a mahalich very quickly to be able to answer that. Furthermore, I want to focus on this. There's an interesting Rambam. The Gemara has a suffix about certain kinds of hashka'ah. If you're... We'll take one case specifically, that some of the water spilled out. Only a little bit of the water is left. The Gemara says teku if that hashka'ah is a good hashka'ah. So if you were going to pask in that case that she drank in that case, would you say she's mutter to her husband or usher to her husband? Say usher. You would say usher. She drank it. It's the Gemara. Suffix derais l'chumra. Suffix sota is kevadai. Kozman, there's no. She doesn't go through the process. She's nechshel kasru labayla. You would say that she's usher labayla. The Rambam paskins that she shouldn't drink, but if she drinks, be the evidence kosher. How could we matter her lebayla misafik? That if she drank this hashkah, this sur of hashkah, which the Gemara wasn't sure about if it's a kiyum of hashkah or not, she's still muteris lebayla. That's the kasha. So what comes out of this, and also the question by Aydei Zechus Tola that she's muter the husband miyad, is that they just sowed in the het lebayla. Rav Itzlam Yipanovich and Zecher Yitzchak Simen Chav Ches. Second time we had Simen Chav Ches today. Chasm Sofer also was Simen Chav Ches. And also Rav Yashiv and Ha'aris is something very similar. They want to say Yisod. That it's not the fact that she wasn't Nenash, that she didn't blow up, that's what's Mater Halabailah. It's the Shvuah that was Mater Halabailah. The way it works is that since she took the Shvuah, she's Muteris Labailah and she's Neman. Because, and that which happens afterwards, the Mechikas Hashem and the Shtia, that's all Iyum. That's all to scare her off, and that's connected to the Shvuah. The fact that she took the Shvuah, that she wasn't Mizana, and she knows that there's going to be a Hashkah coming up in a few minutes, which can kill her, that's what's supposed to scare her off. And if she really wasn't Mizana, the fact that she takes the Shvuah, that is what's Matar her Labayla. The exact mechanics is, in the Korban, so Be'ezim, she's Mutra Miyad after the Shvuah. A Tanai in the Shvuah is that she has to drink. It's not a Tanai Durban, it's Tanai in the Raisa. The Torah says she needs to drink, because that's what's Mekayim, the Iyum of the Shvuah. To make it that the Shvuah should work, we need to scare her. We scare her with the Mechikas Hashem and the Hashkah. And that's a Din Torah. But Be'etzim, the Hetel Abayla Zayideh, the Shvuah. And also there's a Korban that she needs Kapara. There's a Korban, she only comes to her after the Korban. And this whole thing works within Borili. When she takes the Shvuah, it's Borili. She's saying, I'm certain that it wasn't Mizana. And the Torah says, I have a Tanai on Borili. We only accept her Borili through the Shvuah. If she doesn't take the Shvuah, she can't say, I know it wasn't Mizana and go back home. You find this. Modi ben Mitzvah. Someone can say, I don't owe the other half, but the Torah only believes you with the Shvuah. So too here, Parsha of Sota is Parsha of Modi ben Mitzvah. That is Borili Ayadeh the Shvuah. Now, why don't we matter her Miyad? Because if she were to matter miyad, so she would take the shvuah and be like, okay, so there's no hashgah, I'm not scared of anything, and the whole process won't work. So therefore, she needs to drink. Right. And if she doesn't drink, she's still also baila and lemafreya. The shvuah is not a good shvuah. You need, on one hand, the shvuah works on its own. The shvuah is a matir. But there's also a tanai Torah. There's a tanai bitin Torah that she needs to drink afterwards to make a kiyum of that iyum through the shvuah. And then the shvuah will be chal. And for that to work, she needs a hashkah al pi halacha. If she were to drink if the Megillah wasn't written in the right way, or she had to drink at night, that would not work. That's not an iyum for the shvuah to work. So now, what happens by a case of suffik hashkah? What happens in the case of where we're not sure if the hashkah was good or not? Like some of the water poured out, and the Gemara says, teku about that case. What would be in that case? In that case, b'diyev is mutter. Why? Because there's no iser. The whole deal of suffik sota, that she's suffik, that suffik kevada, that she's also labayla, there became a heter on that after the shvuah. The shvuah was the matir. there becomes a new chiyuv midin Torah, that after the Shavuot, there is the new chiyuv, a separate chiyuv called chiyuv of Hashkah, and that's the Mekayim the Shavuot. That to make it that there's an iyum on the Shavuot, there's a chiyuv Hashkah. Now what if there's a suffix on that Hashkah? We don't know if she drank it correctly or not. So in that case, we're not going to Mekayiv her to drink again. Meaning to say, the din suffik kevale that she's vale asru labayla, that's the din in the shvuah. And once you take the shvuah, she's muteris labayla be'etzem.
The
shvuah is al tanai, but that's a chiyuv. That tanai is the chiyuv acheres. True, the shvuah is only chal if afterwards there's a kiyum of that iyum of the hashkaah. But that hashkaah, on the one hand, it's connected to the shvuah. You're correct, but it's also a separate chiyuv afterwards, and that chiyuv is not nogeya to the heter labayla. The shvuah is the heter labayla. The hashkaah is not a chiyuv in the heter labayla. The hashkaah is the chiyuv in to make an iyum in the shvuah.
Why is it? Why are the requirements for that any less?
So then, that's only din suffik. Then it's a classic din suffik. By sotin is chayish din suffik kevavi. She's vavi asru lebayla. That we need the shvuah to matir. The hashkah to mekayim the din of hashkah to be attached to the shvuah. If there's a suffik on the hashkah, that's not the Torah. That's not the portion of the Torah of suffik sota kevavi sota. That's not a suffik hashkah. Is this hashkah enough to be called an iyum or not? I don't know. Misuffik muteris. Misuffik is not muteris lebayla. It's misuffik. There was a kiyum in the iyum of the shvuah. If you want different mahalich a little bit, Rav Yashiv says a little bit differently that the pshat is, it's not exactly borili. Rav Yashiv says that the shvuah is the matir. The way it works is she put herself into the situation. She knows that she can die, but the fact that she was push herself into the suffix, that's a raya that the fact that she took this risk is a raya that she wasn't mizana, and that's only besuffik shtiyah. Because let's see what happens here. She takes the shvuah. And she knows that, let's say she knows coming up there's going to be a suffix shtia, where some of the coast was some of the coast fell out. So on the one hand, maybe this coast won't kill her. On the other hand, maybe the coast will kill her if it was a good hashkah. She won't put herself into a matav of suffix like that. However, if there's a puzzle hashkah coming up, like she knows she's taking a shvuah on manas that she's going to drink at nighttime, she'll take the shvuah. She's not scared. That's not going to matter. Then the shvuah won't matter her labayla because. The fact that she's put herself into this suffix and that she could die, that's the matir. That's only a good matir in the case of when there's the potential to die. So on a suffix shti, it's the same as the Zeir Yitzchak, that it's the shvuah which is matir, it's not the hashkah which is the matir. But the pshat is that on the suffix hashkah, since there's still a chance she'll die, the hashkah is good enough because we'll trust her shvuah because she put herself in that suffix. L'chora, that what if b'shas shvuah she thinks she's going to be going through a kasher shtia, and the basov it turns out shkia just hit and she's going to be drinking at nighttime, it's a pasul shtia, it's very strange. L'chora, we should matter her l'bayla, and that would be a tremendous chiddush to say because you need hashkah b'yom. Just to finish off, smichas parshios nazir to sota and parshios naso to shvuas kol aroa sota b'kukula yazar asim nayayin. Anybody who sees the sota in her busha, yaser asim nayayin. What's the kesher that she did something wrong? She's very far removed from where she should be. I'm in a very good place right now. I'm doing everything I should be doing in life. What's the shot that I need to take upon myself in zeros yaser asim nayayin? Why is her actions? What does that do with me? Why have to take upon myself new kabbalas? Why is her chik going to cause me to do anything? Why should I be yaser asim nayayin? Ulai, the shot is that. The etzem, seeing something which is a davar megunis, seeing something which is davar toma, is meshech shayches to yourself. That when, even just by seeing something with someone at that level, then you yourself need a tire from the etzem davar which you were around. Lamashal, someone who works in kiru. So maybe before, when they're hanging around and they're doing the job, when they come back home, even though they're not at that level, but maybe wherever they're around, they should come home and they should taka go through not yaz yasmin ayayim, but they should. Bring themselves into an appropriate state back to their lives. That wasn't their life. This is my life. And Shavuos could very well be the same thing. From whether it be the tumah of Mitzrayim or it be the tumah of nowadays, Kabbalah Satorah, Matan Torah is we're being matar ourselves through the ultimate Tyra of Shavuos of Torah. And it's, we also, in essence, are being Yazir Asim Elayayin, that we saw whatever we saw, whether it's back in Mitzrayim, whether it is nowadays, we take through the Torah, that is our Yazir Asim Elayayin. So maybe this is one of the inyanim of that we could focus on with Shavuos coming up, that Ayidei Kabbalas Torah Hamiti, we can be Yazir Atzmenu Min Hayayin.
All right.